Hello. Welcome to the Hopping Human Rights Podcast. So we focused on BLM, or Black Lives Matter, and I'm Elle.
I'm Henry.
And I'm Katie.
So, anyways, let's get into our first topic,
which is slavery by me. Did you know slavery started in 3500 BC when black workers had less rights? Slavery started up again when British people wanted cheap work done fast. Most enslaved people came from West Central Africa in 1554. In 1865, Congress passed the 31st Amendment, which is no slaves. The United States was the first country to abolish slavery, followed by Haiti. In 1981, Mauritania was the last country to abolish slavery.
Now that we've learned about slavery, let's go into segregation, which is my topic. So in 1954, the Supreme Court ruled on Brown v. Board of Education, stating that segregation in public schools is unconstitutional, making it where segregation in schools was abolished. In 1969, black educators and black students proposed Black History Month. In 1970, Kent State University celebrates Black History Month for the first time. And then, 1976, President Gerald Ford takes in Black History Month as February. Colored and white drinking fountains ended on July 2, 1964, abolishing more segregation. And then MLK was, or Martin Luther King Jr., was killed by James Earl Ray, who suffered 99 years in the slammer.
All right, now we're done with that, let's go into topic 3, fighting back. In the early 1950s, Martin Luther King Jr. started his movement during the Montgomery bus boycotts. And on August 28th, he began the biggest march of all time in San Antonio. On December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white man on the bus. This began the bus boycotts. In 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. gave his most famous speech, "I Have a Dream." In 1963 again, Martin Luther King Jr. and others held the Birmingham campaign, which was a march that changed discrimination laws against the violent retribution which they tried to draw their problems.
Well, now that we're done with all the sections and all of the topic of slavery, it's harsh for most, but many fought back to achieve where we are today. We're not concluding all of slavery.
We hope you have enjoyed this podcast and got a very good idea of the history of BLM and what it works towards.
The BLM movement helps many people and upholds the UDHR, making sure everybody has a part to play.
This concludes the Hopping Human Rights Podcast. We thank you for joining us, and this is Elle, Henry,
and Katie signing off.
Yeah.